Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Remaining steadfast, unwavering, and constant is essential to having peace in the midst of tragedies and adversities of life. But when your world is rocked, how can you remain steadfast in your faith? You see, the degree to which you will enjoy God's perfect peace is a function of how much you trust in Him. God, our rock, will stand when the storms of life assail, because He is immutable and immovable. You can rest without fear, confident in the safety, stability, and security we have in Him, our everlasting rock. You may feel weary today, but the good news is strength is coming. When you're weak, God is strong. He has the supernatural strength you need to reach your destiny. In today's message titled, The Lord, Our Everlasting Strength, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to trust in the Lord because He is our everlasting rock. Let's join in.
Connect to the source of life. God wants you to live life His way. If you have been living in your own way, now is the time to consider living in God's way. We weren't created to muscle our way through life with its problems and challenges on our own. Rather, we were created to rely on God and His power to help us face the storms of life. We all face storms in our lives. I want to encourage listeners that we can trust God with every detail of our lives. No matter what our circumstances are, He is our only strength. He is our only hope and true comfort. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. This is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. What an incredible scripture. There are a lot of images throughout scripture that describes God, but rock is a common one. First Peter calls Jesus the cornerstone. Our faith is grafted into a burden, and the cornerstone of that burden is Jesus Christ. And how I love the description is how solid that is, that He is there forever, that He is eternal, that He will never go away, and that our lives are grafted into that rock. That those of us who trusted Jesus, we are able to stand firm because we are attached to and strengthened by something that's stronger than our lives here. My friend, you need a force that's far greater than you to attach yourself to. And that is the rock, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. There is constant barrage of how unsteady and unsafe and constantly moving our world is. And yet God promises that He Himself will be the rock, the thing that never moves, the structure that we can count on, that we find ourselves attached to, and that's our protection. That's why we do not worry or fear. We do not fear no matter what comes against us. We have every reason to trust Him, no matter what our daily circumstances and situations look like. No matter what we face in our personal lives, I pray that we would be awakened to the knowledge and truth of the goodness of God in all situations. So how will you trust in the Lord today? You can trust Him with your uncertain circumstances. You can trust Him with your present problems and future plans. Trust that He is enough for you. God is our source of strength and hope. He formed the foundation of our lives, and He overwhelms us with His love. With God, all things are possible. So we will place our hope in Him. In God we trust. Even when everything around us seems to crumble, we will trust and not be afraid, for our future is found in Him. God makes our lives secure. Are you in a season right now where you feel like nothing exciting is happening for you? Are you feeling alone? Are you feeling hopeless or discouraged? Let me offer you the hope that will keep you going. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which is a popular verse, says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans that are good, not evil. Plans to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope. If you are feeling discouraged today and having a hard time believing, just know that God is closer to you than you know. God has a plan for you and He is leading you to good future full of hope and prosperity. It doesn't matter what the enemy throws at you. God will accomplish what He has said about you if only you would trust Him and cooperate with Him. Listen to what David said in the book of Psalm 59 verse 16 in the midst of his troubles. He said this, "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble." As a teenager, David was anointed as the next king of Israel. But instead of ascending to the throne in a blaze of glory, he spent years running from the current king in Israel, his father-in-law, who repeatedly tried to kill him. During this time, David cries to God. He has honest conversation about his situation while holding on to the hope that God can and will restore him. So Psalm 59 is the result of one of those conversations. David cried out for justice and remembered God's faithfulness. Focusing on God's faithfulness reminded David of God's character, and knowing God's character helped him to hold on to hope, even though he was in dire situations. That's why he could say, "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble." Psalm 59 verse 16. Talking honestly with God helped David recognize that even though his current situation wasn't good, God was still good and still worthy of being worshipped. David believed that God was still in control and that he would one day see the fulfillment of God's promises. And one day God's promises did come to pass, but God didn't waste the years David spent as a person in hiding, as a person running from cave to cave. Instead, he used them to help David become the leader and warrior Israel needed. The setbacks David endured actually strengthened his character and prepared him for his future purpose. Although his circumstances were painful, God was faithful, and God can and will be faithful with your life today. Be encouraged today that all is not gone. God will accomplish what He has said about you. His promises are yes and in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. When you place your hope in Jesus, God is always on your side, and He is constantly advocating and acting on your behalf. That's why no matter what you face, you can hold on to this hope. Jesus can turn your setbacks and sorrows into setups for your good and His glory. Amen? God can take your pain and use it for His purposes. He can make a way through your desert seasons, through your desert situations. He is your source of strength and your refuge in times of trouble. Nothing is impossible for God. So today, continue to draw closer to Him and look for evidence of His faithfulness. As you intentionally pursue and trust God, look for ways to worship Him like David did. You cannot bear fruit without strength. Therefore, stay connected to your source of strength, my friend. Jesus has already come into the middle of our storms and says, "I will walk with you if you will let me." I want to encourage you today, instead of exhausting yourself, getting weary and worried, try abiding in Christ, and you will begin to bear the fruit of the Spirit right now, which is recorded in Galatians chapter 5. God alone is our source of strength. He's our source of joy, peace, patience, and love. Amen? We need to put our trust in Him. We must rely on Him no matter what comes our way, because God is our source of strength and safety. He guides us and protects us. When we abide in Him, we have nothing to fear because we know that He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. and He is all we need. Why not intentionally choose to trust Him today? Hallelujah. John chapter 15 verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That word abide means to be heard. It means to remain as one. And it also means to continue to be present. We must allow God's strength to hold us. God is not going to hold us down and force us. But those who are connected to him are on solid rock. God wants relationship. He wants connection. He wants contact. Therefore, connect to your source of strength. Put your trust in God and in his promises. Build your life on his word. The word of God is our solid rock. It's our strength. The word of God doesn't exist so you can argue with it. The word of God is not for negotiation or broad interpretation. It is what it is. It is touchstone of truth. It's our strength and it's crucial for our well-being. If it is optional for you, it can never be transformational. It's time to replace opinions about the word with obedience to the word of God. The word of God resides in a place of authority, not subjectivity. It is unchanging. Likewise, God is our stable, strong foundation that does not waver and isn't malleable to the opinions and whims of popular culture. If we are to eliminate uncertainty and fear in our families, in our relationships and careers, finances and health and etc., etc., we must trust the Lord and hold on to His word. He is our solid rock. He is our strength. For the children of God, even in our weakness, God is our strength. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, the Apostle Paul said, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. The Apostle Paul is saying, I'm not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal for God's power. Amen? When we rely on the strength of our Savior, trials will not destroy us. They refine us. What the enemy sends to destroy becomes a display of his glorious might. No matter how big or small, no matter how ordinary or extraordinary, he is present in our everyday troubles. When we are empty, he gives us his fullness. When we are caught up in adversity, he enables us to develop strength. If we trust in his strength, our strength grows accordingly. I encourage and challenge you to trust God and seek intimacy with him every day. And if you have not trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.